I'm Candace Clark, and this is No Empty Chairs, Episode 21, Listen with Humility. Did you know that you can have a great relationship with your adult children, even if you have faith differences? My name is Candace Clark. I'm a mom, a professional certified life coach with advanced certification in faith-based coaching, and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. If you're willing to make more room for difference in your family and your church, I can show you how. Let's go. Welcome back to No Empty Chairs. I am delighted you're here with me today. Before I dig into today's topic, I want to acknowledge that we are coming up on General Conference this weekend. Some of you will be looking forward to General Conference with eager anticipation. That's amazing. Some of you will be looking forward to General Conference with trepidation or maybe indifference. I have approached various General Conferences with all of these emotions. It can be hard to listen and stay in the room when messages touch our tender points. I encourage you to take good care of yourself and your family as you consider your participation in General Conference. There are a couple of tools I have found helpful over the years that I want to share with you. The first one isn't really mine. My friend, an accounting professor, once complained to a colleague about a certain commercial she found objectionable. He, a marketing professor, made her a sign for her office that said, "I am not the target audience." Sometimes it helps me to remember that a particular talk might speak to someone who isn't me in ways that are helpful to that person. It's okay if I am not the target audience for every talk. The second tip came to me in recent years as I found myself struggling and arguing more and more with certain concepts in some of the talks. I was marinating in some tough emotions and having arguments in my head that were helping no one and only hurting myself. I decided after one challenging General Conference experience that I was going to refocus my study of the written talks on the things I believed. I would highlight and spend time thinking about the sentences and ideas that I do believe, whether or not I thought the speaker meant them in the same way I believed them, instead of arguing in my head about what I thought they should have said and how they should have said it and what they really should have meant. This practice helped me access my common humanity with the speakers and have a better emotional experience. It also helped me focus on how I can become more like Jesus. If you're hesitant as General Conference approaches, I see you. It's okay to manage the experience however you need to. Maybe one of these tools will help. Okay. Lately, I've been talking about a newer resource available in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website called Helping Others with Questions. It's found on the Topics and Questions page of the church website. There's a section called Seeking Answers to Questions, and then right under that, there's a section called Helping Others with Questions. Today, we're taking a look at the section called Listen with Humility. I've talked on earlier episodes about the importance of bringing humility into conversations with people who believe differently than we do. Needing to be right damages relationships. Compassionate curiosity builds trust. Sometimes when I am feeling anxious about situations with my family members, I remind myself, I have no idea. My brain wants to convince me that I know why they are doing what they are doing and what they should be doing instead. But the truth is, most of the time, I don't actually know. My guesses are just running away with me. So, often when I am thinking about other people, I like to remind myself that I have no idea. It's just as true as thinking that everything's a disaster, and humility feels better to me than desperation and arrogance. Here's what the church website says about listening with humility. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland recalled, "President Russell M. Nelson told me once that one of the first rules of medical inquiry is ask the patient where it hurts. The patient, he said, will be your best guide to a correct diagnosis and eventual remedy." When a friend or family member reaches out to you with difficult questions or concerns about the church, take time to listen. They are reaching out to you because they trust you. Reward that trust by seeking first to understand their needs. Listening with humility is hard to do. It requires focus and patience, but it's a skill we can learn. Active listening and making a genuine connection can be healing for someone who is sharing a vulnerability or question. Try some of the following listening practices to better hear and understand your loved ones. Seek first to understand. We often think we know how to resolve others' concerns. We want to just answer their questions and tell them to stop worrying. This impulse is often centered on us rather than on their needs. Spend time listening to the story of how they arrived where they are today. Make sure you understand their questions. Show respect if you learn their views are contrary to your own. Avoid criticizing them or making accusations. When we are quick to offer a simplistic answer, they might feel like we are minimizing their experience. The best place to start is by seeking to understand their point of view rather than trying to change it. Acknowledge their experience. Even though we may not understand or agree with another's concerns, we can acknowledge their sincerity and the pain they might be feeling. In an effort to show empathy, we sometimes draw comparisons between their experiences and our own. It's important to remember that everyone's experience is different. It may be better to say something like, "I can't imagine what you are feeling," or "Help me understand." Avoid being dismissive or judgmental. By the time a friend or loved one has decided to talk to you about their questions, they have most likely spent time privately researching and thinking. Be careful not to shut down the conversation by dismissing their questions or making judgments. This may be hurtful to them and to your ability to help. Their sincere questions deserve your sincere effort to listen. Keep your emotions in check. It's normal to feel anxious or concerned when a loved one approaches you with questions about their faith. Try not to let these emotions get in the way of a productive conversation. If you feel angry, it's probably better to ask if you can take a break and continue the conversation a little later. The Savior counseled us to avoid contention and anger. We can learn to disagree without being disagreeable. Ask open-ended questions. Open-ended questions encourage others to share their thoughts, feelings, and experiences. They don't necessarily have a right or wrong answer. For example, "Can you tell me more?" "How do you feel about that?" "Can you help me understand?" "What can I do to help?" Asking good questions shows that you care and will help you avoid misunderstanding. Acknowledge your limitations. There's a good chance that friends and loved ones who come to you will have studied more widely about their questions than you have. It's okay if you don't have ready answers or if this is the first time you've learned about something. Don't be afraid to ask questions that clarify something you didn't understand. You might not agree with all their conclusions, but try to agree with what you can without misrepresenting your feelings. You can also ask for time to study the topic yourself and then continue the discussion when you have more information. And that's where this section of the church website ends. There is a lot of good counsel here. I'll just circle back to a couple of items. First, ask open-ended questions. Open-ended questions encourage conversation and connection. So what is an open-ended question? It's a question that doesn't have a right or wrong answer and one that invites more than a one-word response. It's like a short answer or essay question rather than a multiple choice or true-false question. It's different than a closed-ended question. Some examples of closed-ended questions are you reading your scriptures? Are you praying? Are you going to church? Do you believe in God? The Temple Recommend interview questions are closed-ended questions. They have a yes or no answer. There's a time and a place for closed-ended questions. When someone has questions, we can best help them by being sincerely interested in what they are thinking and feeling. And open-ended questions are more likely to get that answer. When there are belief differences, it's an especially good time to come back to those three practices that help us cultivate curiosity that I've talked about before. I'll be unusually interested in others. I'll stay in the room with difference. I'll stop comparing my best to your worst. The second thing from this Listen with Humility passage that I want to emphasize is acknowledging your limitations. You can't know everything, and you won't be interested in the same things that interest every person you encounter who has questions. That's okay. You don't need to know anything about church history or policy to be kind and to listen to someone having a different experience than you're having. If you do want to learn more about things in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that some members and others find challenging, the Gospel Topics essays on the church website are a great place to start. Finally, I want to share one more resource with you that I came across recently. It's a conversation between an LDS therapist and someone who is experiencing a faith transition and has a lot of fear about how her parents will respond. And I just think, as we think about how to help others with questions, it's valuable to know what someone in that position might really be thinking and feeling and wrestling with, so that we can have more compassion and to recognize that we're actually not entitled to their story. And there may be reasons why they don't feel comfortable sharing it with us, and that's okay. They get to make that choice. The task that we have is to listen with humility and to have the humility to look at what is our piece of why they might not want to share that with us. And we can work on that whether or not they ever decide to tell us all of the things that they're thinking and feeling about the church. All right. Remember, there are no empty chairs.
Hey there! If you enjoy this podcast, or even if you just find that it piques your curiosity or makes you think, please follow it and share it with your friends. Your rating and review makes it easier for others to find it. If you're ready to make more room for difference in your relationships with your children, I can help. Click on the link in the show notes to schedule a free conversation with Candace, the coach for moms whose kids don't come to church, or go to my website, CandaceClarkCoaching.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Candace Clark Coaching. Thanks for listening.